Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, ESPN Upstate.
All right, let's welcome in a returning friend to the show. She is now the editor of Dawn of the Dog, the Georgia website on FanSided. You have heard her many times talking golf. Now we talk some college football with Savannah Lee, who gets back on the program. Savannah, so good to have you back. What's happening, girl? How are you?
I'm just trying to keep it together. It's like 7.5 hours still, and I'm just like, well, can we not have this game at 8 o'clock? Can we just do it now? Because it's a nervous wreck. Georgia fans were all just nervous wreck.
In fairness, I'm just trying to keep it together is like my mantra for life. So if this is all you got, you're in good shape. Savannah Lee joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. She, now you're a Georgia grad, correct?
Yep, Georgia grad, grade grad, December 2018.
Very nice. Very nice. So let's start with this. And it's the question I have seen people hit you with on Twitter, and I have seen you react here and there. Obviously, the narrative, whether you like it or not, Savannah, is that Kirby Smart's dogs just can't seem to get it done in the big one. They have squared off with Alabama a couple of times in SEC championship games, national championship games, and Saban's got the better end every time so far. What makes this game different? How does Kirby Smart get over the hump in this one?
Well, Georgia usually you only have to take them on one time a year, and when they do, it's usually going the Alabama Crimson Tide's way, 7 in a row for them. But there's something different about having to take on a team twice in one season. Georgia did it in 2017 with Auburn, and we saw what happened then. And so I'm not saying that this Alabama team is like that Auburn team or anything like that, but when a team gets an opportunity to take it on another one for the second time, it means they get another chance to fix what they did wrong. And Georgia did a lot wrong in that first game of, you know, giving up 500 total offensive yards and 41 points again. And so the defense has really got to show up. And then, you know, Georgia's got to be able to play within themselves. As cliche as that sounds, it's something that has worked for them all year long. They've kind of silenced out the noise and focused on themselves and getting better and not letting any of the quote-unquote rat poison in. And I feel like they've done a really good job since the Michigan game of doing that and feeling like this is another business trip. We're not going to celebrate the Orange Bowl. We're not only going to celebrate if we win a national championship. And so I think the way that Kirby gets over the hump is by staying focused and staying on themselves instead of trying to beat Alabama, just, you know, go out there and play another ball game and forget it that it is, you know, the arch, not necessarily an arch nemesis, but the one team that Georgia cannot seem to get over. But hey, two times in one year, it's just, you know, something's got to give, right?
Sure. You'd like to think so if you're Kirby Smart. So here's what I said about it, Savannah. I want to get your thoughts on this. I have said a couple of times that Alabama played the best game they've played all year in the SEC championship game against Georgia. I think they were better in that game than they were against Cincinnati. I think if that same team shows up against Cincinnati, they beat them by 35. The good news for Georgia is that teams only have one best game of the year. The bad news is you don't know if Alabama's going to get better tonight. My thought is that Georgia's defensive line, which I think has been the heartbeat of this team all year long, Georgia's defensive line needs to play so aggressively violent at the point of attack that some of them are pulled up on charges of assault and battery after the game is over, because you're not going to out-scheme Nick Saban. The only thing you can do is blow up his scheme. The only thing you can do is create chaos at the point of attack and try to get Alabama to fall apart a little bit. Do you think we will see the hyper-aggressive Georgia Bulldogs tonight?
I think so. I think Georgia got away from being themselves in the SEC championship game. They did some different things with the secondary, and then there were a lot of different spying schemes and stuff that they did with that front seven that just didn't work, and they never really adjusted. It's like they got smacked in the mouth, and they're like, oh, no one has smacked us in the mouth all season. What do we do with this? And I think that's what they worked on from December 4th to now, is, you know, remembering who they are and everything. But, yeah, I do. And if you want a very interesting stat that I keep using this week is quarterback hurries. I think quarterback hurries is going to be a big stat in this ballgame, because Georgia barely got any pressure against Bryce Young the last time these two teams played. But the entire season, Georgia has 233 quarterback hurries. And if you want to compare that to Alabama, they only have like maybe 50. So that kind of puts it into perspective. When Georgia is pressuring a quarterback, they're doing something, like you're saying, causing chaos and causing havoc for opposing offenses, and that's what they got to do. They had 30 quarterback hurries against Michigan, and we saw what happened there. So if Georgia can put pressure on Bryce Young, that's going to be one of the biggest keys, in my opinion, is whether or not. Because if they don't, he's going to have a field day, because Georgia's secondary is the weakest point. But if they do, it could be a long night for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Savannah Lee joining us here on the Rob Brown Show. She's the editor of the Dawn of the Dogs website for fan-sided covering Georgia. And I guess that was the big mystery about that first SEC championship game. Georgia stacked across the defensive line, but that defensive line unit basically was a non-factor in that game. Now, I've gone back, I've watched that SEC championship game a couple of times, and it was the best Alabama's offensive line has played all season long. Now they got 2 weeks to look at Georgia. Can Georgia's defensive line show up tonight? Can they be better than they were in the SEC championship game?
I think so. Jordan Davis even made it a point this week to talk about how his conditioning has gotten better, and he's made it a point to increase conditioning so he doesn't look as tired as some people say that he did against Alabama in the first time they played. But I also want to mention that Alabama's got a couple guys on their offensive line that are banged up. So it isn't really sure if they're going to play tonight or how good to go they are. And so Georgia's got an advantage there because the Dogs are healthy. For like the first time all season, Georgia is actually healthy. And so the defensive front has a slight edge there. I'm going to need Jordan Davis to really put some pressure on and open some holes up to allow Nakobe Dean and Channing Tindall to bust through and put pressure on Bryce Young. But that defensive front, if they can get the push, it's going to go Georgia's way, because they are one of the best, if not the best, defensive front in college football. And that's the key. That's the bottom line, is when Georgia puts pressure on guys or gets that push up front is when they are the most successful. And they're going to have to play mean. They're going to have to play with that chip on the shoulder like they did against Michigan, because no one thought Georgia was going to do anything. They thought, oh, well, okay, they got beat in the SEC championship game. Now we see the typical Georgia team that we do on the big stage. And, well, they slapped Michigan in the mouth, too, and proved that wasn't the case at all, that they refocused and regrouped. And I will say, like, this senior leadership that's on the defense, Jordan Davis, Nakobe isn't a senior, but he might as well be, because he's probably going to the NFL draft. You got Nolan Smith and all those guys. They know what it takes to win this ball game, and they know that they have the capabilities to. It's just time for them to quit focusing on the outside noise and focus on themselves. But to kind of answer your question, instead of continuing to ramble on and repeat myself, Georgia's got to get that push. If Jordan Davis gets that push, it'll allow Jalen Carter to kind of put more pressure on him on one side, or Devontae Wyatt. And another thing is they got to, you know, force Bryce Young to make a mistake, and that starts with the defensive front too. So there's a couple things, but hopefully that answered your question instead of just being kind of a rambling mouth.
Let's flip it over to the Georgia offensive side of the football, right? Well, like, we know what Alabama can do. They got a Heisman Trophy winner at quarterback. They've got a running back that put up over 200 against Cincinnati, although Cincinnati oddly choosing to run a three down lineman front as their base defense. On the flip side of the ball, obviously, Georgia's going to have to go score for score with Alabama this evening. There has been a lot of questions about Stetson Bennett the fourth. And outside of the Bama game, Stetson's really answered all of them, but it's like every time I turn channels here at the Palatial Ingalls Market Studios, I see another talking head going, oh, I don't think Stetson Bennett's got it. I don't think Stetson Bennett's got it. Well, he went out there, he had it against Michigan, and they blew the Wolverines out of the water. That being said, Michigan is not going to bring the pressure Alabama brings tonight. What do you expect to see out of that young man trying to prove himself? Or, I've seen a lot of his quotes, does he care about proving himself?
I don't think he does, but at the same time, I think he does because as the noise is so loud, not from just the talking heads, but a lot of Georgia fans too. And it's kind of sad that Georgia fans can't just rally behind a quarterback because the coaches say that he gives us the best chance to win. And obviously he does. What he did against Michigan is just about everything you need to ask for out of a quarterback. He had a couple suspicious throws, but that's Stetson. That's kind of what he does. That's just one of his tendencies and a habit that he's been working on trying to break. But I think this young man has everything it takes to lead this team to a national championship. If the offensive line is able to give him enough time, which sometimes they give him too much time, which is when he tends to make a mistake. So he's just got to remember about his decision-making skills. If he sees somebody, trusts his throwing ability because he does have it. I don't care how tall he is or how strong he is or anything like that. He's proven time and time again he can get the long ball to Brock Bowers or George Pickens and the one catch in the Alabama game and Ladd McConkey and all of them. Like, the kid has the intelligence to do this. He has the talent to do this. And now it's time that he trusts himself. And I think the Michigan game was a big, big improvement on him trusting himself because he was able to throw it over 30 times. 20 of 30. That's right. That's the correct stat. 20 of 30 for 313 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, he threw for over 30 passes, and everybody's like, oh, he can't win a game if he does that. Well, he did. And 66% completion, that's exactly where you want to be on a stage like this. So if the offensive line can contain Will Anderson and company, I think Stetson's got the capabilities to do so. But he also has to remember he's got legs, and that's one of the reasons why he is starting quarterback over JT Daniels is his ability to tuck it and run it and get key first downs, which he did against Michigan, which he did all season. So that's going to be something he needs to do as well. It's just a big confidence thing in him and reminding himself, like, who cares if it's Alabama? It's another opponent, which I think he said this week anyway. It's just another opponent, and that's the best way he can take it, because if he thinks about it as being Alabama, the big bad Alabama is when he tends to try to overcompensate. He doesn't need to overcompensate. He just needs to play his game.
Last one for you, Savannah Lee, and it's the name that I absolutely think is going to be the difference maker tonight for Georgia if they find a way to win this game, and that is Brock Bowers. The dude is an absolute matchup nightmare for Georgia. He is a dude that can catch anywhere on the field, particularly good, surprisingly, deeper down the field and across the middle. Alabama, it runs a scheme that very frequently has linebackers in one-on-one coverage against tight ends. If that dude can get, let's say, 80 yards of receiving tonight, I think Georgia's got a good chance to win this game. Who is your key to the offense, and is it him?
Brock is one of the keys. I think that Georgia needs for him to continue doing what he does. But they also need somebody like a James Cook to kind of match that, because I guarantee you Alabama is going to find a way to try and contain Brock. But when they do, that's going to leave somebody else wide open or able to not necessarily wide open, but able to kind of cause havoc themselves. And James Cook did it against Michigan, and I'd love to see him take advantage of this opportunity on a big stage to leave a legacy as a senior and do it. But George Pickens is someone else that I think doesn't necessarily have to have like 10 catches for 80 yards or anything. Like, just get him 2 or 3 good opportunities to make a big play downfield, and that's going to be enough for him to leave a lasting impact, because when he's on the field, they know, and they have him double covered because they know how talented he is. So if he can get just 2-3 top catches that are for first downs or for even maybe a touchdown, that would be a big thing. I'd love to see that out of Jermaine Burton too. Georgia's got so many weapons now that they're healthy. It's going to be fun to see how Todd Monken kind of crafts up a good game plan. I'd love to see something creative like he did against Michigan with Kenny McIntosh throwing to A.D. Mitchell for a touchdown pass. I'd love to see something like that tonight too. But the key player, I'd love to see James Cook just kind of take control of the running back situation, not just the running back stuff, but being a playmaker through the air as well for Stetson.
You can find Savannah Lee on Twitter at SportsGirlSL. You can also find her work at Dawn of the Dog. That's DAWG.com, where she covers the Georgia Bulldogs. Savannah, good luck tonight. You know, 3.5-point favorites are Georgia, so Vegas believes in you. We'll see how it plays out. We'll talk to you next week about it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate it. Good job.
There you go. That's Savannah Lee. And you know what I appreciate about her? She didn't bark at us. I have seen videos of
Is that a thing?
The Georgia fans bark at you.
I was not aware that's a thing.
And not like a little bit. Not like a little bit. Like they bark at you. It's very weird. But they love it. It's passion, baby.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at ESPNUpstate.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.